Yes, I like to wish, I hope everyone had a beautiful week. I like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos, a good Chodesh, and none of us should face any tzavos. If you can please down for Havachaim Dov Keller, Havachaim Dov Keller, where Shiva tells the Chicago's basic, Yudah Ben Shifa. Now I'm going to give you the Cholim ready. Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ittel, Moshe Dov Ben Feger Bracha, Yisrael Moshe Ben Tzipor Feger, Binyamin Avadia Ben Esther, Moshe Dov Ben Feger Bracha, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Avam Yishiyahu Ben Aviva, Leo Pesha Basdina, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipora, Daphne Bracha Zahava Basfega Leia, Daphne Bracha Zahava Basfega Leia, Yudah Ben Shifa, Yehudit Bat Wina, Yehudit Bat Wina, Yehudit Bat Wina, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Brina Bracha Bas Wina, Wina, Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther, Sprinza Bat Esther, Miriam Bat Sara Reisel. If you can please down for all those cholim, Hashem should send all of them before Hashem b'karov. So this week's parsha is parsha Korach. So it starts off with Yikach Korach. So Rav Avram Lefkowitz, he has a kol in Lakewood, New Jersey. What did Korach take? The Torah does not tell us what Korach took. He took nothing. Because I think when you're involved in Machlokas, you get nothing from it. Then I know I might be going a little bit out of order, but Moshe Rabbeinu said, You know, by B'nai Levi, it's not enough for you, Levi, now you want the kuna. That's simple shot. Noah Megadim said a different shot. Hame'at Mikem. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Levim, now that you're a Levi, now that you're doing an incredible job for Jewish people, for Klal Yisrael, Hame'at Mikem. It's required that Hame'at Mikem, that you make yourself humble. Hame'at Mikem, you humble yourself. The Sfas Emes, of Pinchas Frankel, he has a shul in Brooklyn and yeshiva. He's a rabbi in yeshiva in Brooklyn. He just explained the Sfas Emes. He said that, you know, when you get a mitzvah, you should treasure it. You should realize, wow, look how much Hashem wants me to do this mitzvah. And you work at it and work at it, Hashem will give you more mitzvahs to do. But Zak the Sfas Emes, what's Hame'at Mikem? Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Levi, Hame'at Mikem, being a Levi is nothing in your eyes. Hame'at Mikem, you don't treasure it, you don't value it. So you expect us to make you Kohanim? Like, you know, that's I'm basing it on this Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes might not said this way, but that was, I think, the message of Sfas Emes. Hame'at Mikem, you make it small in your eyes to be a Levi? Then how do you expect to be a Kohen? You're not treasuring the mitzvah you have now. Then I believe Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said this. Why did Korach and his Ada have to die by the earth opening up under them? The Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, if Korach and his Ada would have all died of heart attacks, if Korach and his congregation would have died of heart attacks, everyone would say, that's just a natural cause. They just died altogether coincidentally. By then, and therefore they would still question Moshe and Aaron. Zakwa Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, they had to die an unusual death, like the earth swallowing them up. Because by that way, it showed that Moshe and Aaron was correct and Korach and his Ada was wrong. Then the Maham Sofer, the Maharam Sofer, said another beautiful choice. So Rashi says, Chotehu, sorry, Rashi says, Tipeshu, Rashi says, Tipeshu, Chata Benafsho. That he was talking about Korach. Tipeshu, Chata Benafsho. So Zok the Maram Sofer, you know, there's a Gemara that said, Min Bemino Afilo Be'elef. We're not talking about the Lacha now, but Min, Zok the Maram Sofer, Min, an apikosis, someone who denies Hashem and the Torah, Bemino, even in his apikosis, even when he's really strong, Afilo Be'elef. I mean, you can work on the apikosis of thousands and thousands of years, you're not going to change him. Min Bemino, an apikosis, you're not going to change him. That's Pshat of Rashi. Tipeshu, no. Chata Benafsho. Korach and his Ada were apikosis. You were not going to be able to change him. I believe that's what Maram Sofer said. Maram Shif, a different shot. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Korach and his Ada wait till tomorrow morning? Because we know there was opinions that man did fall even during times of Moshe and Korach. And we know that the man, if it fell by, if the man fell by a tzaddik's house, it fell a little way, fell somewhat away from a Beinu in his house, and it fell much away from a Rosh's house. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Korach. Korach, wait till the morning, and then tomorrow morning, we'll see where the man falls. And then we'll know who's right, you or me. I believe the Shah Baswabim, I think it's a Shah Baswabim, that said man did not fall. You know, but I don't want to misquote the Shah Baswabim, but I think, you know, then it's the Veikach Korach. So Zokta Walag, Veikach Korach, Ben Yitzhak, Ben Kahas, Ben Levi. Korach took himself away from being the son of Yitzhak, Kahas, and Levi. Yitzhak begins with a Yud, Kahas begins with a Kuf, and Levi begins with Lamed. Yud, Kuf, Lamed spells 140. That's Amal, toiling. Korach took himself away from the philosophy that a Jew always has to toil, has to labor. A Jew has to labor and toil to go up the ladder of Ruchnis of Torah Mitzvahs. Korach thought you can just take, you don't have to do a melech. So that's why Vikach Korach Ben, he took himself away that he was from the son of Yitzhak, Kahas, and Levi, which said Yud Kuf Lamed, the beginning of the initials of first names, same gematria as Amal, toiling. Well, Moshe Shor from Lakewood said another beautiful word. It says that Korach told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're Baal Gaiva. You think you're greater than all of us. Zakwa Moshe Shor, we know in Parshas Balotcha, it says Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person on earth. So that means Moshe Rabbeinu viewed himself like a piece of dirt, like a little pebble. So if Moshe Rabbeinu viewed himself like a piece of dirt, that means, and Korach said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you think you're greater than us. That's why Korach had to be below the ground. Because the only way for Moshe Rabbeinu to be greater than Korach, you know, physically, if Korach is below him. And therefore Korach had to be below the ground. Well, Moshe Shor also said, why did Ben Peles' wife take off her shetel? Take off, you know, right? Because she told her husband that if I'm not sneers, therefore you can't be the Kohen Gadol. Because we know v'chiper bado beto, I'm just saying that on, but Kohen Gadol's wife has to be sneers. And if I'm not sneers, therefore you can't be the Kohen Gadol. So it's not worth it for you to go fight with them. Well, Moshe Shor from Lakewood said that. Well, Samson of Fal Hirsch said, you know, at the end of the Parsha, I'm going a little bit out of order, but at the end of the Parsha, oh, wait, one thing. The Chidushay Wim said, where did Korach become a Talmud Chacham? Who was his Rabbi? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe taught all of Klai, so the Torah that he got from Hashem, Moshe got the Torah from Hashem, and about Har Sinai, Moshe taught all Klai, so the Torah. So how could Korach think he's greater than his Rabbi? Obviously, that means Korach was a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe taught all of Klai, so the Torah. I think the Chidushay Wim said that. Well, if some sort of follow Hirsch, at the end of the Parsha, you know, some people question Aaron, so they put, you know, the sticks into the Mishkan. Out came Aaron with like, blossoming, you know, with leaves and almonds. So what's shot of the almond? I believe what Sam said with Fal Hirsch said is, an almond is one of the few items that grow very quickly. In the springtime, it blossoms very quickly. Zuck with Sam said Fal Hirsch, where Hashem was telling Aaron and his sons, and I guess Levium, they run, they blossom quickly to serve Hashem. They run to serve Hashem. Well, I believe a Moshe Feinstein said a different shot. That, you know, with the leaves around the almonds, like what Moshe Feinstein, I believe, that Aaron, that was saying Aaron did not only care about himself, about the leaves, but he cared about the fruit. He wanted to produce, meaning Aaron was a producer. He wanted to produce to help Klai Yisrael. That's why the almonds were on it. I believe Moshe Feinstein that solves that. Then the Malbim said, Hashem told HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klai Yisrael, the innocent ones, the innocent people, to get away from Korach and his Edah. Why? Because they'll have a shpa on you. Even if you just hang out and watch Korach and his Edah, it's going to have a shpa. It's going to influence you. So that's why Hashem told Moshe they should get away, because it's going to influence them. The Walag said, Novsha, Vayikach Korach. Korach took himself away from Moshe. If you take the gematria of Korach, it's 308. The gematria of Moshe is 345. The difference between that is Hevel. I mean, Hevel is 37. The difference between Hevel, different numerical value between Moshe and Korach is Hevel. Hevel HaValim. There was nothing to Korach's argument on Moshe Rabbeinu. It was just Hevel HaValim. It was Hevel. The Walag said that. Then the Ramban said, why did Korach now argue on Moshe Rabbeinu? Why not the Har Sinai? an opinion that Korach argued now. There's different opinion. One opinion said he did it before the Chet HaMoraglim. Another one said he did after. So why after the Chet HaMoraglim? Zak the Ramban, because if Korach would have argued right after Bnei Yisrael, right after the Jewish people got the Torah, no one would have agreed with Korach because everyone was on a high. But after Chet HaMoraglim, where the people told at age of 20 on, you're going to die in the Midbar, you know, they were depressed, Korach knew, now I can jump on the bandwagon. Now I can start arguing on Moshe Aaron, and people will join me. And that's he got 250 people. Dasan Aviram told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, remember Moshe Rabbeinu went to Dasan Aviram to try to get them to do tshuva? And Dasan Aviram told Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to come and poke our eyes out? So pshat. So the Walag said, you go back to Parsha Shmos, when Moshe was killing the Egyptian who was whipping the Jew, who was standing there? Dasan Aviram. Dasan Aviram were watching Moshe kill the Mitzri. So pshat. Dasan Aviram went out to Moshe when you came to poke our eyes out because we were witnesses what you did. So that's pshat. They came to poke our eyes out. Torah Ladas, Ramatis Bloom, Zatzal, he unfortunately was nifted in the corona. This Devato should be Torah, should be this Devato right now. I'm saying should be Zechus, his Nesham, or Avi May, Devato, but it said, if you look, it says in the Chumash, Korach and his Ada lived in tents, Oel, but when he died, it says Batim. Why did he go from Oel to Batim? Why did he switch? So the Pshat is because Oel means temporary. But now that Korach and his Ada were dying, you know, were swinging swallowed up by the earth, that was their permanent residence. When they died below ground, that was their permanent residence. So that was their Batim. That was their house. That was their house. That was their permanent residence. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. May everyone just have an incredible Shabbos. I'm going to leave you two halachavot. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Well, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, if you feel you need a shower before davening, we're talking before Shacharis, you can take a shower before davening. Obviously, don't miss the davening with a minyan if you can, you know, because of corona. But if you got a minyan now, don't miss tefillah b'zmana. Obviously, it means b'zmana kriyashma. But if you feel you need a shower, you can take one before Shacharis. The Chafetz Chaim, I believe, said, let's say you daven, if you finish Shmoneh Esrei and you feel you have to go to the bathroom, you can take your tefillin off and don't have to put it back on. But if it's before Shmoneh Esrei, you did not yet daven Shmoneh Esrei, then you should put your tefillin back on. About the lach of the brach of tefillin, I'm not dealing with that right now. But whether you have to put your tefillin back on, only you do not have to put your tefillin back on if you daven Shmoneh Esrei already. I'd just like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos and Oni Ganus for you and for Klai Yisrael. Bye-bye.